It is time for sports. It is time to bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right. So, you know, I was looking at some, I was watching the Major League Network yesterday evening early on, and they pointed out two teams. You know, everybody's talking about the Yankees and all that they've done to, they added to their team, but two teams that have really added substantially have been the Cincinnati Reds and the Minnesota Twins.
I don't know about Cincinnati, but I know the Twins have been piling up some guys.
Yeah. The Twins, they're they're every bit, they're just almost like a copycat of the Yankees. Cole might make the difference, but anyway, but who knows? But no, but Cincinnati, they've spent a lot of money in the market this year. They got some pretty good pitching, so they bought in some hitting and stuff like that. So
and they got Marte from Pittsburgh, I think, right?
Got Marte. They got Nick Castellanos. Let's see what. Oh, they got Mike Moustakas and Wade Miley. Those are just the young players, but they've gotten some people that can hit. They had a good pitching staff last year, but they just couldn't. They couldn't hit. They couldn't hit. So.
Oh, Cincinnati.
Yeah. Their pitching staff was really good last year, but they couldn't score very many runs.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
And, of course, Twins. The Twins were. And they're going to be back. You know, the American League's going to have a bunch of good teams. I think that Tampa Bay is going to be good again. You've got Minnesota, which is going to be good again. I mean, there's a lot of good young teams out there in the American League.
Instead of saying being good again, say they have potential.
Potential, okay. Potential, yeah. You're right. Potential to be good.
There you go.
But it's also going to be to see what they did with the baseball this year, to see if they really did bring it back. Because if you see home run totals drop by 20-25% over the league, you'll know that they changed the baseball.
Well, you'll know in the first 2 weeks if they changed it or not. Yeah. You'll know right away.
All right. Where else do
they're still hitting home runs like they're hitting singles. They didn't change it.
All right. Where else do we want to go in sports?
I just want to touch on the Kobe Bryant for a minute.
Yep.
I hate when people try to capitalize on something like this.
Yeah.
Two things. The 49ers are going to be fueled by Kobe's legacy is one thing. And another one says that, you know, baby LeBron says it's his responsibility to carry on Kobe's legacy. What's wrong with these people?
First of all, you don't carry on with somebody's legacy. If you want to play to their honor, you honor their legacy. But you don't replace somebody's legacy. You don't just take it over.
I mean, that's the both yeah. of those things are ridiculous.
It is. Look at the NBA. They've been lucky enough to have they had Larry Bird and whatchamacallit?
Magic Johnson.
At the same time. Then they had Michael Jordan come along. Who else came along in that time?
Jordan wasn't around the same time with those two other guys. Yeah. They were all in the league at the same time.
But then you had Kobe come along after. Really, you needed.
With Shaq. Yeah. Don't forget about Shaq.
No, yeah, but I'm just saying the NBA has been very lucky to have strong individual players take the league and put it on their back. They've been very lucky with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't take over somebody's legacy. You don't continue somebody's legacy.
My point is,
yeah, you don't use
Kobe's
it.
Kobe's legacy is strong enough to stand by itself.
Self, yeah, that's what
they
I'm saying.
They don't need Shaq or the 49ers to help.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. The NBA did the right thing canceling that game. They had to. They'll move it to it later on. And the NBA by saying he was up for going to be in the Hall of Fame anyways, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they just announced that, you know, to people, we don't have to, you know, guy can't have to vote. It's an automatic in, so.
You probably aren't too with it if you think that he's not going to be in on the first ballot.
Yeah.
I mean, how could Kobe Bryant not be in on the first ballot, whether he passed away or not?
Yep. Oh,
I just don't understand how people jump on those things.
Yeah, well, especially you know for the football team. Come on, you know, I mean,
really, and for LeBron to take it upon himself, I'm carrying out his legacy. What, really? Give me a break. I never seen a guy so attracted to building himself up as him. He must have mirrors all over his house.
All right. Anything else going on in sports? I mean, we Super Bowl, yeah, we know it's coming up. We haven't done our picks yet, though, have we?
No, why would we do them?
That's right.
It's Tuesday.
It is. You know how bad television's gotten, Mike, with all this political coverage and stuff like that? You know how bad it's gotten? I've gotten to watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network.
I watch Family Guy and American Dad. That's what I watch.
I even watched Guy's Grocery Game last. It's so bad, I can't. Oh, and I wanted to lay off movies for a while, so it's gotten so bad.
No movies to watch. None that I want to watch anyway. I watch meaningless, mindless entertainment.
That's might as well. That's what I watch.
Just another form of what's going on.
Yeah. All right.
Meaningless, mindless, meaningless entertainment in Washington.
That's it. Well, so that's it for our sports report for today. Not much else really to talk about.
No, I mean, we're at a little lull right here. I mean, it'll be for another week or two until baseball picks up and we see some things going on. But, you know, hockey is almost into the stretch to make the run. So we'll see what happens with that. Hopefully the Islanders can make a run, keep New York interested for a while. And baseball, will the Yankees live up to the expectations that everybody has that they're going to go through both leagues like a hot knife through butter? We'll see.
All ahead.
That's what everybody's saying.
All ahead.
And if they don't win this year, I wonder what excuse they're going to have.
I don't know. Maybe traumatic brain injury from the Astros.
Yeah, maybe they're thinking everybody else is stealing their sign, so they're paying too much attention to it and can't focus on playing.
I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
I'm Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood.